from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Brock, July 27th. The sports rundown, five stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports. Littler soars to new heights at match play. What do other players cling on to now? Sky Sports darts Mark Webster believes that Luke Littler's winning run at the World Match Play is the best major campaign we have ever seen. And with it, he has sent a message to the rest of his competitors. Next, second from PFT Alt, Sean McVay. Outside expectations won't change the Rams' approach. Sean McVay's message to the Rams is clear. Outside expectations won't dictate their approach. The coach knows the team's got a bullseye on their backs, but he's not letting that change the way they work or enjoy the game. McVay's focus is on staying humble, being connected as a team, and handling the storms that come their way. He's not worried about external expectations, and he's telling his players to tune out the chatter. The Rams' schedule is stacked with primetime games, but McVay's not letting that pressure them into changing their mindset. It's about being present, stacking days, and enjoying the opportunity to come together as a team. Up next, third from PFT Alt. PFT Live returns on Monday, July 27. PFT Live is back on Monday, July 27 after a brief hiatus. I stayed busy with 28 episodes of PFT PM, mostly from the Olive Garden studio. Now, we're returning for our 10th year with Sims as co-host. With training camps open, there's plenty to discuss and analyze. You can catch us at 7 a.m. ET on Peacock, NBCSN, or Sirius XM 85, or via podcast. We'll have some planned topics, but things can change if news breaks during the show. And if something big happens after we're off the air, PFTPM will pick up the conversation. It's going to be a real, unscripted conversation about whatever we want to talk about. If you're a regular listener, you know what to expect. If you're new, now's a great time to start tuning in. We're also back on Sky Sports for our friends in the UK and Ireland, although we're not sure when they'll re-air the live show. Either way, we're excited to be back and talking football with all of you. And then, fourth, from PFT Alt, Jacoby Brissett on signing his new deal. I'm glad it's over with. So Jacoby Brissett just signed a new deal with the Cardinals, and he's happy to have it behind him. He's been up for only 3 hours of sleep a night while negotiating the whole thing himself. He said it was stressful, like it's his livelihood on the line, and he's glad it's finally over. He was scheduled to make $5.39 million this year, but he got a $10 million raise, which is a big deal. He's been wanting respect for himself, and now he's got it. The real challenge starts now, though. He's got to beat out Gardner Minshew and Carson Beck to start week one, but at least he's got the financial part taken care of. He's looking forward to a good night's sleep, and then back to the grind. Next, fifth, from The Guardian Sport. Cam McAvoy says, I can't just cruise, as he dominates 50 minutes freestyle in Glasgow and Ice Olympics. Cam McAvoy is feeling confident about the Olympics after a big win in Glasgow. He dominated the 50 meters freestyle, setting a new games record and going under 21 seconds for only the second time. This is his first individual gold medal at the Commonwealth Games, and it's his third time competing. Australian swimmers had a strong night overall, with Lani Pallister winning gold in the 1500 meters and Iona Anderson taking the top spot in the 100 meters backstroke. McAvoy's performance has him looking ahead to Los Angeles with momentum. Up next, sixth, from The Guardian Sport. Paddleboarder who rescued woman from Coogee shark attack wins world title in record time. So Charlie Vercoe, the Australian paddleboarder who made headlines a few weeks ago for rescuing a woman from a shark attack in Coogee, just won his fourth world championship in Hawaii. He's 25 years old and just set a new record in the Molokai to Oahu paddleboard race, crossing the line in 4 hours, 18 minutes, and 3 seconds. That's a huge achievement, especially considering he was just in the news for saving someone's life. Virko's record time beats the previous mark set by Australian Matt Bevilacqua in 2019 by 3 minutes. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.